It is 10:34 here on this Wednesday morning, and as is a tradition this time of year with Veterans Day approaching, we get an opportunity to talk with a couple of students today from Russell School in Litchfield as they are going to have their annual Veterans Day program tonight. And joining us in studio, Noah Cadwell and Sydney Budd, and good morning to the both of you. And Sydney, let's start off with you. First off, tell us about the program tonight, when it's going to be, where it's going to be held, that sort of thing. Go right ahead.
It's going to be at Russell School in the gymnasium. It starts at 6:30, and there's going to be a lot of people there. Hope you could come.
All right. Is there going to be plenty of seating? Do people need to bring chairs?
No chairs. Just bring yourself.
Bring yourself. All right. Is there going to be any refreshments afterwards, that sort of thing?
Yes, there's going to be a table full of treats and yummy goodies. So, yeah.
What will we see at the program tonight? What's the program going to be about?
It's going to be about our veterans, our fourth grade veterans, and our poems that we'd made for them, and just a lot of stuff like that.
Veterans related stuff, right?
Yeah.
Since Veterans Day is tomorrow. Noah, why don't you grab the microphone real quick? Tell us a little bit about the process here of talking to veterans. Did you have an opportunity to meet face to face with a veteran and talk to him?
Yeah, yes.
Who did you get to talk to?
Chick Bishop.
All right.
We invited veterans into our classroom, to our school, and we paired up in partners, and we interviewed them. And then we took that information and made our PowerPoints and poems and everything that Sydney was talking about.
All right. And those PowerPoints and poems are what's going to be available tonight?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. And what did you find out from Mr. Bishop? What were his impressions of veterans and that sort of thing?
Well,
what impressed you the most?
He found out he had a baby while he was getting ready to eat.
Really?
In a telegram. Yeah, he was just standing in the chow line, mm-hmm. and someone came on the megaphone and said, "Mr. Bishop, you have a baby."
All right. Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. And I'm sure that you talked about some of the different aspects of how veterans have served us and how they protect us and how sometimes they end up paying a very expensive price, don't they?
Yes.
And did Mr. Bishop share any of his experiences other than the chow line experience with you?
No, not really, because he stayed in the U.S. and he was in the military during peacetime.
Okay. All right. Sydney, let's get the microphone back to you. Who did you have an opportunity to talk with?
I talked with Bill Kornman.
And what did Mr. Kornman, what were his impressions of his service to our country?
He was in the U.S. Air Force, and he says that freedom isn't free yet because there's still military out there helping us.
And he probably said something along the lines that freedom costs.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, it does. It does. Did you get the impression he was proud to serve his country?
Yeah, he said he was really proud to.
And I bet he had a special place in his heart for some of the people that he served with and maybe even stays in contact with some of these people.
Yeah, he does stay in contact. He told me he does.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
With some of his friends from the Navy.
Great, great. Noah, back to you, sir. I understand that the students are going to be collecting items for the veterans. And
yes.
What sort of things are you going to be collecting? And these will be for stockings for the veterans?
Mm-hmm. Around Christmas time, we will fill them and send them to them. The items are things that have use and that they could use, like chapstick, toothpaste, toothbrushes, hand lotion, hand sanitizer, body wash, shampoo, things like that.
All right, toiletry items, basically, mm-hmm. to help them, clean up and that sort of thing. What was your impression, Noah, of talking to these veterans? Did you get an impression of a sense of pride from their service to their country?
Yes, because they fought for our country, and they were very proud of that because they defended the people of America.
Do you think that our citizens today appreciate what our armed forces do?
Yes, because, like I said, they are being protected by the armed forces.
All right, very good. Did you have a great time doing the interview and being part of this whole process?
Yes.
What was your favorite part of it?
Interviewing the veteran.
I think more often than not, that's probably the most interesting aspect of this whole program. Sydney, how about you? What was the most interesting part of this whole process to you?
I really liked making the poems for them and that stuff.
We're talking with Sydney Budd and Noah Cadwell, who are students from Russell School, fourth graders. They're going to be involved in the Veterans Day program tonight. Sydney, mention your teachers that are involved in helping you out with this. Can you remember them?
Yes. Mrs. Kassebaum and Mrs. Beam mm-hmm. And Mrs. Dee Dee. They are all big help in this.
And they're really enthusiastic, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, another lady called Bunny Seas. She is fighting cancer mm-hmm. right now.
So our thoughts and prayers are with Bunny.
Yes.
On this Wednesday morning. And I think that this is part of education outside of book learning that probably is as interesting as anything you've come across, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bet you had a good time talking with the veterans, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, it was very fun.
Did they share any funny stories with you?
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So they have some fond memories, even though it was probably a time of intensity.
Yeah.
And a little bit of pressure there. So, well, Noah, Sydney, thank you so much for joining us this morning on WSMI. We know that the program is going to be terrific tonight. Sydney, give us the time and the place again for the program tonight.
It will be at Russell School in the gymnasium at 6:30 p.m.
All right. And that's Noah Cadwell, Sydney Budd, Russell students from Russell School, fourth graders in Litchfield. The veterans program tonight at the gymnasium. Show up and be part of the Veterans Day celebration. Sydney and Noah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. That brings us to 10:41 here on this Wednesday morning.